Hey, this is Rick from Middleton Family Medicine. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Allison. I'm just calling because I have an appointment with dermatology scheduled for today, but I got a bill recently for another visit, and it was kind of high. So I was wondering if there's any way that you could tell me how much the appointment's going to be, because if it's going to be a lot, I might push it out farther. Mm-hmm. Are you able to do that in advance?
Yeah, if you can just help me with your date of birth, I can again look at the past claims and I'll let you know.
Sure, it's 8/29/89.
1989. And your name is Susan?
It's, no, Allison.
Allison. K-N-I-G-H-T.
If you're looking at what I owe, it's something that my work is dealing with, because I had to do an appointment that didn't do insurance, and now they're working with my insurance because I did have insurance. But I did go like a couple weeks back to see Dr. Burrows, and that it was just a consultation, and it was like $300, which I wasn't expecting. So I didn't know if this appointment would also be a high appointment or not.
I believe so, yeah, because it was a deductible that was applied by your insurance.
But is there a way that you can look up how much my appointment today is going to cost? If that makes sense, can you like run it through my insurance to see what I'd have to cover?
So with that, it depends on the visit. So this one was a 45-minute visit, so that's why the charges were high. If it was a visit for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, it would depend on the visit, how long you are there with the doctor.
Okay, just checking on one thing, so I don't know if that
I'm not
counts.
Really sure what it would be, but yeah, I believe that your insurance will for sure apply deductible on that, on this one, as they did on the last one.
Is there a way to give me like a range of like what it...
It can be around 200 to what you got charged, 345. It can be somewhere between that.
So if it's just like a one quick little, like 20-minute or 15-minute thing,
then it might be around $150 or $200. It can be that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not
even with because my insurance does cover like part of it, but then I have the deductible for the remainder.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if you're able to see what they would cover.
So yeah, if your insurance is gonna apply deductible, then it will be, I believe it would be around $200. If it is just a 20-minute visit, then it should be around somewhere around $200. Yeah. Just give me a minute. Let me see what are the charges for a 20-minute.
Okay.
Visit. Yeah. Just give me a minute. For a 20-minute visit. Yeah, it will be somewhere around $200. Yeah, if your insurance applies to those people, then.
So are you? So I got my blood work done one time, and they were able to like run it through with my insurance, and they were able to tell me how much I was going to pay. Are you able to see what my insurance would cover from that amount?
I won't be able to do that, because the thing is, the claim has not been created yet. Once it was, I might have called your insurance and asked them what are they gonna like charge you, but now there's no
computer system that you could just put in the appointment to see how much they'd cover for. Okay.
No, I don't have any idea on that, but your insurance might, if you give them a call regarding this. And wanted to ask you, so there are a few claims that I see that has been transferred fully to patient responsibility. So that's what your employer is working on, because there is, I see there are a few claims over here.
The one from last November is what they billed, so they shouldn't have billed me that much, because they didn't, you know how insurance companies have a code or something that they tell the doctor that they can't charge higher than this, so they haven't reached out. I'm still working with my HR, because my insurance company can't find, or it's very complicated. They're trying to find my insurance plan from last year because I was paying for it, but I, at that moment when I was, because all I did was get a test for strep and the flu, and I got charged like $1,500. So there, my work said just go get tested and we'll deal with it. So now I'm stuck with that bill. So now my work is trying to figure it out with my insurance company. Because so they haven't, you guys haven't sent it to it yet because they're trying to figure out what number I was under at that point. I have a different number now for insurance.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, no, yeah, once you get that, so you can get back to us on that. But I do have a few date of services I will let you know. So the one is March 10th of 2025, then there is March 8th, 2025, November 24th, and November 24th. So
okay.
These are the four
I'll just go in and look at those. I'm at work right now. So
okay,
I just wanted to check in about the appointment for today. But I'll go in the app and...
Okay, no worries, yeah.
All right, so, but thank you.
Yeah,
nope,
yeah.
That was all.
Okay,
all right, thank
you.
You.